Do you have a minute to think about worship?
If you look honestly at Scripture, whenever you see worship occurring, people are doing something. They're not sitting and watching, but actively participating. Yes, I know there's one time in the Bible when Jacob leaned on his staff and worshiped. That, however, is the exception, not the rule. The overwhelming majority of time, Scripture talks of bowing and singing and clapping and shouting and giving and kneeling and raising hands, a myriad of participatory actions to worship the Lord. True worship requires our involvement. One of the main messages of the book of James is that what is on the inside needs to make it to the outside. Oh, it's a different context, but it's the same idea. Worship, in its truest sense, is not passive. True worship requires involvement on the part of the worshiper.
Brought to you by worshipminute.com.